Welcome to the Create a Life You Love podcast. I'm your host, Chantel Cox. My purpose is to empower and lift up others who know in their heart they're meant for more. More joy, more impact, and more passion. If you're ready to make a radical transformation and create a life that you love, then you have come to the right place. Let's do this. Okay, welcome everybody to our third episode of Thrive Not Survive, where we connect with people from around the world and share how they're choosing to use this COVID crisis to really lean in and thrive, not just barely hanging on, just trying to survive. So today I'm very excited to have Katie as our guest. Katie is a wellness advocate for doTERRA oils and also the founder of the Wellness Roots. So welcome, Katie.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. I love this.
Awesome. And Katie and I are both located in Wichita, Kansas, but obviously with the everything, the shelter at home order in place statewide and everything, we are filming in separate locations. Yes. So Katie, kind of walk us through. I always find it interesting, and I know even though we're in the same location, we may have different perspectives and stuff on how COVID is impacting your day-to-day.
Yeah, well, I think it's impacting everybody, certainly. It's just varying amounts based on a lot of different factors. But normally, I work from home. And my husband is a pilot, so if he's off, he's home. It's a pretty random schedule that he has. So our kids would go to a preschool 3 days a week. And it was such a perfect balance for me and us because it allows me to, you know, do my work part-time that I'm very passionate about, and that fulfills me in that way. But then also getting the time with the kiddos. But obviously, in the last couple of weeks, the kids have been home full-time, and you know, I think for a lot of people, there's a whole new respect or a new level of respect for our teachers and our daycare providers that, you know, are loving on and helping our children all day, every day. So, yeah, I think that's been the biggest adjustment personally is just adapting to a new normal and doing it with grace and patience, which is not a strong suit of mine, but I'm really trying my best. And then professionally, it's kind of been interesting because in March started a 4-month program that I have been waiting since I started this career 5 years ago to do. And so it's a 4-month, like they reimburse your travel for kind of traveling all throughout the U.S. to teach classes. So I was so excited to get to go to, I had Oregon and Washington on my calendar. I had the East Coast on my calendar and Florida and Minnesota, all over on my calendar for the next 4 months and getting to see friends I haven't seen in a while and share education on these oils. And obviously traveling is not happening right now. And so I was kind of at a point where I was trying to figure out, okay, do I continue on with this program and just adjust, or do I just, this isn't the year for it? And around that same couple days, people were coming out of the woodwork, you know, that I've sampled or talked to or came to a class years ago and were like, okay, I need some tools for some emotional support right now or whatever it might be. And so then I was quickly realizing that I almost feel like a responsibility or an obligation to keep doing classes. And while technology is not a strong strength of mine, I'm leaning in and we're pivoting. And I think it's a beautiful catalyst for us leaning into ways, both personally and professionally, that we would maybe, we're out of our comfort zone and we would try and steer away from, but now we're kind of forced to. So that's been kind of a beautiful side effect.
Oh, I love it. Absolutely. I love that you are embracing it and stepping out of your comfort zone and trying new things. I think the amount of growth that we're all going to see out of this, just kind of like personal growth, is going to be very interesting. Yeah. 6 months from now, being able to look back and being like, you know, you were maybe not as familiar with how to do a workshop on Zoom, and 6 months from now, you'll be like, oh yeah, I've got a workshop on Zoom. No big deal.
Yeah. I think when we learn and get comfortable with, you know, the uncomfortable and, you know, making new leaps and big steps, then we're so much more courageous for future steps, you know, when we're not in a pandemic.
Absolutely. I love it.
Yeah.
You kind of shared some of the ways that you are thriving and supporting others through your business. So tell us a little bit about family and home life. Did you say you have three kiddos?
Two kiddos.
And yeah. What are their ages?
Almost five and two and a half.
Two and a half. Nice. And yes. With your husband being a pilot, does that require him to be gone for periods of time or?
Yes. And he is still flying. Not as much. It's a private aviation, so it's not as much, but it is, it's some. He's gone today. So.
Gotcha. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So prior to this, your kiddos were accessing some type of childcare.
Yes. Yep. And they're still open. I think we just made our own conscious decision that because we work from home, you know, we just felt responsible to keep them home. We know how much little children are petri dishes. So if we could limit that as much as we can, we wanted to do that. So, yes, they've been home for, this will be starting their third week.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So because I know there's other people that are going to watch this live or on the replay, and what kind of tips might you have for somebody who is running your own business from home, pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, growing, but then also trying to entertain, educate, and keep safe and happy and healthy a 2 and 5-year-old?
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure there's some of you that can relate to this, in that my husband and I are very much fly by the seat of your pants kind of people. And we've chosen and are in careers that lifestyle has been able to continue to exist even after having children. Cause usually you have children and then like that lifestyle is goodbye. But we've still been able to manage to still kind of hold on to that free spiritedness, if you will. But with the kiddos home, we're certainly recognizing that order and some aspect of structure and routine makes us all healthier and happier. And so just a couple tips we've used is, I got a long time ago, and they were sitting in a pile. How many of you are getting to piles that have been there for months and now getting to them? So I had gotten these activity cards. I believe it's from, she's called Military Wife and Mom. The Military Wife and Mom, I believe. I have it posted earlier, but I can post a link below. And she has these beautiful, simple routine cards where it has a picture and an aspect of a routine. And so I just put up our morning, our mealtime, and our evening routine cards. And again, the ages might vary on how effective this might be, but for my kiddos, it's been really amazing to see how before, when I would ask them to, okay, it's cleanup time, it was a struggle. But now because it's on the card, on the routine card, and that comes, you know, before or after mealtime, they're like, oh, yep, okay, it's cleanup time. Can I flip the card this time when we're done with it? So genius. It's just genius. So that has been really effective for us. Also just having grace with yourself, having grace with the kids, and knowing that this is a transition time, and kids are so intuitive. If you've been listening to the news or been talking a lot about it, they're picking up on that. And so just trying to have a comforting atmosphere and vibe with, rather than fear and high stress, which is easy to indulge in right now. Another thing that we did is we were figuring this is the best time ever to be doing a meal plan. So one of my dear friends is a dietitian, and she just happened to be starting a meal plan just last week. And it's 12 weeks, and we were needing to cut out, dairy and gluten anyway for my son. And so it was a perfect time that we could support her small business, as well as it has been such a weight lifted off of us from an aspect of meal planning. There's just not a lot of bandwidth at the end of the day of you know, working with the kids and being with the kids and trying to fit in little blurbs of work here and there. You just don't have a lot of bandwidth at the end of the day. So having the meal already, like, it's done. What's for today? Okay, great. We already have the ingredients. It's been a lifesaver.
That's awesome. So she develops the plan and then you still do the grocery shopping and the cooking?
Yeah, she has the whole grocery list there for you. So you just go to the grocery store. We're just trying to limit that to once a week. So we know everything we need for that week in that one list. And so it is also minimizing our trips to the grocery store, which is helping that. And we can take that list and we started our first CSA with Serenity Farms. So if you reach out to your local farmers, I'm sure they really love and need your support right now too. Look and see what kind of CSA where they deliver or have drop-offs in various locations throughout town. And we're really looking forward to starting that in a couple weeks.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So for your friend, I know you shared that she's local, but since she's just making a meal plan, is that something that's available to anybody? Like if they wanted it to?
No, she's from Minnesota. But she, it's a 12-week program. Mm. So you have to register and do that. I did ask her if she would leave the registration open, but she had to close it. So, but that is anywherenutrition.com. If you want to check her out. Yeah. She's fantastic. I think her next program won't start until next November.
Okay. But
the timing was beautiful.
Right.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. For those watching the video, when I look down, I'm making notes. Because in all of these, as I'm interviewing people with different backgrounds and knowledge, like I'm learning too. And so this is also kind of a win-win that we get to share positivity and other people get to learn, but I'm also benefiting so much from it too. So wonderful. So, and I can share the links and stuff. So the military wife and mom activity and routine cards, we'll get the link for that posted, and the anywherenutrition.com in case anybody wanted to connect with her and make sure that you are on her wait list or whatever for when she starts a new 12-week program.
Yeah. So
that's amazing. Mm-hmm. So Katie, I know that you kind of started your business and you've made it so much more than just kind of selling doTERRA. You really have become an expert and an educator and a very strong advocate. So talk to us about some of the things that you could use doTERRA for to help through this time.
Absolutely. I think the two biggest things I would hit on that, you know, are pillars of our health, and especially in helping support our immune function specifically, are sleep and managing stress. That kind of area of focus is probably what I'm most passionate about, within oils, and just kind of helping incorporate things that are reducing our exposure to toxic chemicals and whatnot. But, if you just limited it to two simple things of trying to, manage stress, because there's a lot of stress right now. The anxiety levels are through the roof as we're dealing with things that are uncertainty everywhere. Certainly your routine has drastically changed. It is stressful. I love my kids dearly and they're wonderful tiny humans, but it is really stressful. Being home, all day, trying to continually love and comfort and play and all of that. And so stress management has been a really powerful way that we've incorporated it into our home, but also is really empowering to teach people how it's a tool. It's just a simple tool that you can use and have in your home to help manage stress. And then sleep as well, making sure that you're getting really great quality sleep. And what does your sleep hygiene or your sleep routine look like so that your immune function can be strong among other body systems. But I think that's one that's top of mind for everybody right now is how they can support that.
Absolutely. So we did touch on sleep hygiene yesterday because it is such a topic. So our guest speaker yesterday was sharing that was something she personally was working on. And immediately someone listening live was like, tell me more. That's my like one thing I want to do. So what tips for sleep do you have?
Oh yes, I love I love this topic because I just love sleep. I love sleep so much. So oils aside, you know, little things that we've started doing is at dinner time, from then on, all the blue light, trying to manage the blue light. So your TVs, your devices, even the lights in your home, trying to get more warm lighting, turning on lamps instead of your bright lights. Music, putting oils, calming, relaxing oils in our diffuser throughout the day. It's a fun kind of activity now for my kids. In the morning that they'll put like some citrus oils in the diffuser that are very uplifting, and energizing, but at nighttime they'll pick out their calming oils. And so just having that in the diffuser, it really starts to calm everyone down. That's my favorite aside from, you know, the obvious caffeine, which I love my coffee. I love my caffeine, but it also, I know it for me personally, it contributes to feelings of anxiousness. And so if those are emotions you're struggling with in particular right now, consider laying off or even switching to a caffeine alternative. I think the biggest thing is your electronics and then lights and diffusers or using calming oils. On topically as well.
Awesome. So do you have, you mentioned citrus in the morning kind of helps.
Yeah.
So are there certain ones that you would recommend if someone is like, I've never purchased essential oils, I don't even know where to start.
Yeah.
What would be a couple good go-to ones?
Yeah. Lemon and wild orange are two favorites for a lot of reasons, but definitely great aromatically, right? Very cleansing to the body as well. So you can substitute them into cleaning products and whatnot. So those are probably two of the, that I use most frequently. I've been on a tangerine kick lately, so that one's been really delicious as well. they are both very good at both uplifting as well as helping with anxiety specifically.
Oh, great. And then any for kind of that end of the day, calming ones?
So we've got a lot of chatter probably going on up here right now. I mean, we probably did before, but even some may even have more now. And so if you find yourself not being able to sleep well at night, because that's when you go horizontal, that's when this all turns on, right? Keep in mind your tree oils. So think of trees that have deep roots. They're very grounding and they're rooting. So they help calm all this chatter to what's real and reality rather than worries and fears. So some favorite tree oils, cedarwood, sandalwood, frankincense.
Awesome. And do you primarily do like the diffusers, get them in the air, or do you do topical? Do you ever ingest any? Kind of what are the options?
Yeah. So all of the above, again, I'm speaking about the oils that I'm very familiar with, which is doTERRA, and they do have more of a medicinal grade because of the testing that they go through. So by no means should you just go to the corner store and be using them the way that I'm referring to now. I take a soft gel that's called Serenity or Copaiba, and they're both really great at supporting just calming your central nervous system. And then I diffuse an oil for whatever. I usually customize that to, like we're kind of going through some allergies right now. So I customize that to, oils that have support for seasonal threats. And then, topically we'll use our immune supporting oils, or sleep supporting oils. And you can even just use a pillow mist, make a little spray with water and some oils. And the kiddos get, their calm or sleep oils in the diffuser. And then we put their immune supporting oils along their spine and the bottom of their feet.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah. It's a really beautiful routine that they are very, they're very intuitive too.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
So you've kind of built some family traditions and some bonding things in there too with using them.
Oh yeah. I mean, anyone that knows the power of touch, right? You combine the power of touch with the chemistry of these oils, and it's a beautiful combo for sure.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Very cool. So I know you are offering, you're doing some virtual workshops coming up. And so What are those kind of open to people? Is it a very select group of people? Tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah. So that's what's been kind of fun is once I kind of decided, okay, I need to take this virtually, all these classes that I had planned, they filled up pretty quickly. So I'm going to be doing that one next week as well. And I can post that in your group for those that are interested. But what's important about my classes is that essential oils are highly experiential. And so I want people to have an experience before a class. So I send out customized samples to whatever, you know, health challenges that they may be facing. Maybe they just would love some extra support with sleep or stress or immune support or pain management, anything like that. And so it's important for me to get samples out ahead of time. So if that's something anyone watching is interested in, certainly reach out to me and I'd be happy to connect with you and get those to you.
That's awesome.
Then the online classes are, I try and keep them pretty brief because there's not as much engagement, right? And so it is kind of difficult going from a in-person class with lots of engagement and sensory stimulus to now just being like, hey, right here. So keeping it concise is key.
Absolutely. I have some, I've used some, I've got a couple diffusers. I just haven't really done anything with them for so many years.
Yeah. And that's a lot of what my, you know, you talked about my classes and workshop. That's a lot of what I'm trying to do is, you know, knowledge is power, but knowledge only goes so far. I try and really empower people to put that knowledge into action and empower them to use it on a routine basis so that they really do feel the consistent effects from them.
Absolutely. I love it. So any other tips or anything before we dive into kind of how to connect with you?
Deep breathing.
Oh yeah, that's a great one.
One cute little exercise I'm doing with my kiddos is using our words. You know, we have frustrations and lots of emotions and feelings throughout the day, is using our words and taking a deep breath. Like, okay, you obviously have a lot of feelings right now, and mama does too. And now my almost 5-year-old is at the point where she's asking me, mama, do you have a lot of feelings right now? And so I was like, yes, thank you. I needed that. So just taking deep breaths and rolling with the punches and have grace during this period of transition.
Love it. So when you are doing your deep breathing, do you follow any certain type of counting thing or?
For me personally, I do 4 in, hold for 2 and 4 out. And I'll do at least 5 of those. But that's me. And if I have a particular affirmation of the day, I'll say that to myself. But not always. How about you? Do you have a good breathing technique that you like?
I have been using my Fitbit has like a little meditation thing. And so the circle gets like big and small and big and small.
Oh, I love it.
And hold it and breathe out. And so it gives you that visual. It also gives like a little buzz to, so even if I closed my eyes, I'd know, okay, this is breathe in, this is breathe out. So that one helps. If you don't have any type of device and you just are like in your car having like a mini panic attack, I like to just use your hand and you go breathe in, hold, breathe out.
Oh, I love that.
And you can do that all. And it kind of, and it gives you that touch too. It really anchors you. And it, I don't know, I find that very useful because you can even at work have your hands under your desk and be like, okay, I just need a minute. And so you can do it very discreetly. You don't need anything with you or on you, but you still get kind of that tactile thing to it.
Yeah, I like that. That incorporating multiple senses, I think, is important.
Yeah. And we've taught that to students that I work with and stuff that struggle with anxiety and that self-regulation of emotions too. So it's even great for kids. It gives them something. Cause the one you said is very, very simple and easy. if they're like, okay, 4, 2, 4, 2, okay, how many, where am I at? Have I done 5 yet? Like, even me as an adult, if I'm at that level of escalation, I'm like,
yeah,
I don't know where I am. Have I done 20? Like,
exactly.
But yeah, so that kind of helps me kind of know where I'm at in the process. Mm-hmm. But there are so many free apps out there. Alyssa says, that's what I was thinking. It would be really great for kids. Absolutely, Alyssa. Alyssa is a fellow educator.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alyssa. Thank you for what you do.
With your activity cards that will get linked in here, something with my background as a special education teacher, we use visuals so much. And we do find we use visual schedules and routines and stuff. And kids typically, if we're like, okay, it's time for recess, they're like, no. Well, maybe not recess because they want to go to recess, but okay, it's time for math. I don't want to do math. I want to do computer or, you know, whatever the preferred activity is. But if they have a visual schedule and we're just like, what's your schedule say? They're like, oh, it's time for math. And they just do it.
Yes. It's just like, it was truly like mind blowing. Like my husband and I like looked at each other, like they just went and started cleaning by themselves because it was the next thing on the routine card. Like what?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like the cards rule our house now. It's all right.
That's awesome. It takes that kind of authority away and empowers them. And it provides that structure and routine that they know what's next and they know the routine, and that can provide so much safety and security for anyone.
Yeah. We've also been really trying hard to make sure we get outside too, getting the fresh air, getting them to run around, play in the mud, just uninhibited, just have fun. And so that's been, I'm just really grateful that it's springtime right now. You know, if this was wintertime, this might be a different experience.
Absolutely. I was talking about that with someone the other day. I'm like, at least we can go for walks.
And it's beautiful to see how many people, I mean, I've never seen so many people walking around our neighborhood than we have lately. Yeah. And even the cute, like little neighborhood thing, scavenger hunts they have with putting things in the window. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that? There's going on a bear hunt, and then there's like a hearts one. So yeah, that's been really fun.
It is. I put some bears up in my window, but I need to go outside and look and see if they're really visible. I might need to readjust. I don't know that my bears, they might be too good at hiding.
Yeah.
But yeah, our neighborhood did a sidewalk chalk thing where they decorated the sidewalk so that when people were on walks, they would get positive messages. And that was pretty cool. And then one day everybody went out on their porch and sang "You Are My Sunshine" at noon.
Oh, I love that. We had recorded that and sent it to my grandma because she's 91, but she is so active in card games and in card clubs. And I think she's just beside herself, probably just so lonely and wanting her card. So we recorded that and sent it to her. She loved that.
Oh, I love
catching up on old movies.
Absolutely. Yeah, just anything. And so many people are using this time to do things like this or take online courses, watch webinars. They're really wanting to use this time to learn and grow, learning new skills. Or I know people who, you know, forever have been like, oh, I want to write a book, but I don't know how. I don't know where to start. I don't have the time. And they're like, I guess I'm going to figure it out.
Yes, I love that. Yeah. And that's just kind of what I was saying. I think there's going to be a lot of positive that comes out of it. Even just from the way that businesses that are working remotely right now. I was talking with my neighbor and she was like, I am getting all my work done in 4 hours. Wow. And I'm also able to care for my family, my home, and myself in the same day. And I recognize when you're in the environment, there might be more work to do. But I hope it maybe is a perspective shift of how differently we can structure our work days. And if working remotely is more feasible given that we've been pushed into the situation where you had to.
Yeah, I could see lots of companies restructuring. I mean, if you are paying, you know, for a space and office space and utilities and all this, and 90% of your workers can do 90% of their job from home, I mean, how much expenses could you cut? Yeah. And maybe just have a shared meeting space to get together every now and then in person or something. I don't know, depending on what they do for education. You know, we will go back to brick and mortar, but I know this is going to change. There's no way you can go through something like this and then just go back to status quo. There will be some great innovations in the schooling system through this.
Absolutely. In so many systems, I think even in our cultural norms where we kind of glorify the busyness. And now that we've had to not be busy and be calm and with our families and doing the things we've always wanted to do, but never had the time for, I hope this kind of is a catalyst for shifting what were previously cultural norms.
Absolutely. Okay, we have a comment here from Alyssa. She said there's an app that she uses for herself for mindfulness meditation. It's free and you check in with your body and mind. That she'll get it once we're finished because if she backs out, she's afraid she'll not be able to get back here quickly. So she'll share that in the comments on the page once our chat is done so everybody can have access to that free mindfulness meditation app that Alyssa recommends. So I'm excited to see what it is.
Yeah, me too. Awesome. I have a Calm. I think it's called Calm.
Yeah.
And that one's nice with even just, I like the music that's in there, the sounds, I should say.
Yeah. I've used that one, not super regularly, but I've checked it out. I like that one too. Yeah. And Headspace. There's a few. Yeah. And I love that. I mean, years ago, nobody was talking about mindfulness and meditation and this type of thing. I mean, there was a pocket of people talking about it, but it was not as mainstream as it is becoming now. And I think it's so needed.
Yeah. And I value more science being dedicated to the science of mindfulness and how it truly is affecting us.
Absolutely. So Jennifer says she's thankful we can work from home now, but I don't want to work from home permanently. I want to be able to walk up to my team members and ask a question.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I get to go into my office on Wednesday for just a one-on-one. It's an essential function. I have to sign some papers or it's going to impact people's licensing. So it has to be done. The office is open for essential functions like that. And I've gone on walks, but I've not left my house since I got back from Aruba. I've been on a 14-day quarantine. So today's day 13.
That's right. Oh, I forgot about that. Oh my gosh. So are you having like groceries delivered and all of that? Okay. Yeah.
We are so blessed to live in 2020 that this is happening now. My groceries are delivered. I am able to connect with people on platforms like this. I've been very connected. It's a minor inconvenience, but it's by no means, I don't know, it's fine, especially since I can still go on walks and bike rides and stuff like that.
So. Yeah. And I do recognize that, like, the privilege, you know, that I have and being able to have a mindset where I'm seeing the beauty in this, you know, and I'm not worrying about buying food for my family tomorrow or, you know, worried necessarily about compromised health. So I do recognize that there's my privilege and that it's that the worries and fears aren't consuming our family and that I can see more of the optimistic side and the beauty that's going to come out of this too.
Absolutely. I totally second that thought too, because while our governor has closed school buildings to students for the remainder of the school year, she has put into action that everybody will still be paid. It does not impact my pay or my benefits. And I know that is not the norm for the majority of the businesses out there that are not deemed essential. Now, don't get me wrong. The last 2 weeks, I think I've worked harder and longer hours than I have since I was a first year teacher. but I'm hoping it all gets into a routine once we get things set up. But yeah, it's been pretty stressful for every educator I've touched base with.
Yeah.
So, but at least our pay is secure. So we don't have to worry about, am I not going to be able to make this bill or something?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think overall, this is also a testament to the community you're surrounding yourself with. I know we're probably all spending a lot more time on social media than we normally do. And I have to say, I've been delighted. I don't know if that's, I don't know what word I'm looking for, but really pleasantly surprised at the community that I surround myself with, even on social media, is positive. They've all been sources of light. Maybe not all, but 10% or 90% have been, showing the positive of this and trying to help lift each other up and the beautiful stories of helping one another. And I think that is a testament to having a community that is going to lift you up in dark times, in tough times. And so that's kind of also been an interesting awareness point for me.
Absolutely. I mean, prior to any of this happening, it was still very commonly known. I think it's more associated with Jim Rohn, but it's kind of a just general thing at this point of you are the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. Mm-hmm. And so what's your social media doing? Is it feeding you and lifting you up, or is it really feeding that anxiety and that stress?
Yeah.
So yeah, and the shows that you watch, if you are struggling with anxiety, maybe now's not the time to binge watch like action suspense movies. Like,
yeah,
might be time for the Hallmark Channel. I don't know.
That's interesting. I had learned that about 4 years ago. I loved the show SVU. You know what show I'm talking about? Yeah, and I don't know if it was connected or not, but I would be getting terrible nightmares. And so I thought, well, I'm going to cut this out because it's the only thing I can think of that would be a source of like traumatic things happening. And it's funny that I'm just now reflecting on this because that was 4 years ago and I do not get nightmares at all anymore.
Interesting.
And so, yeah, that's, you know, just something to consider. That's a really good point.
Yeah. Everything. So my dad's pretty religious. And so when we were growing up, like I was not allowed to read the Goosebumps books, which were very popular when I was about in sixth grade. And I liked to read and all my friends were reading them and all my friends were talking about them. And I was like the little nerdy girl who wasn't allowed to read anything. And not anything. I mean, I went through Babysitter's Club, like nobody's business, but...
Sister sent me a picture today of the Beverly Cleary. You've ever heard?
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's awesome. But when I would ask, when I'd be like, Dad, why can't I read them? Like reading's good for kids. You should be encouraging me to read. And he'd say, cause you can put good stuff in your head or you can put bad stuff in your head, but you're going to put something in there and it's going to impact what you think on, how you respond to things. And he's like, I'm protecting you. You don't need that stuff in your head.
Yeah.
So while I thought he was mean at the time, apparently he was pretty wise.
Yeah, that's so insightful. I love that. Yeah. Good job, Dad.
Yeah, he's pretty, he's a pretty insightful guy.
Yeah.
If their internet was better, I'd have him be a guest on here because he's got lots of insight. I'm sure he'd love to share. But they're at rural Kansas and their Wi-Fi is not streaming compatible. All right. Well, I hear your little one is probably
okay.
some attention there. Alyssa shared, check out Tara Brock's page too. She's an author and offering some free meditation on Wednesdays. Ooh, I love it. I'll have to look up her. And she said she's always relaxed and ready for bed after she listens to her.
Mm.
So a good one to maybe add to a nighttime routine if sleep is something that you are struggling with or want to improve.
Yeah.
Okay. So For those of you joining us live, if you have any last questions or resources, please throw them in there. And while they're doing that, Katie, how can people connect with you and just benefit from your wisdom and knowledge as you are living and thriving?
Yeah. If you are local to Wichita, normally when we're not in a pandemic, I have a lot of classes throughout Wichita. Usually the first Tuesday of every month at the Watermark Bookstore and Cafe. And the topic is always changing. I believe the topic for April is on pain management. And then for May, I think it's on supporting hormones. So just keep those in mind. And again, that's the first Tuesday of the month. It'll be virtual for April for sure, unknown about May. But The Wellness Roots on Facebook, The Wellness Roots. And that is a public page where you can see some, I post some education and recipes and ideas. But that's where I have my event page. So if you're looking about just learning more, in their free classes, I just want to empower people to learn more about essential oils. And how incredibly supportive they are to our wellness, both physically and emotionally. And if you are interested in some free samples, by all means, reach out to me. My email address is thewellnessroots@gmail.com.
Perfect. And we'll get that all linked and typed into this. Some of it is already in the event description, but we'll make sure everything is in there for anybody who watched live or on the replay and wants to check that out. So I would highly recommend it.
And just thank you, Chantel. You're just such a beautiful light to all of us in creating the life we love. And I love the topic of thriving, not surviving. It's just a mental shift from feeling fear and anxiety from watching the news or, you know, the state of things, which certainly takes some seriousness that we all need to take into account. But I appreciate those that can give the positive light to it. And so I appreciate what you do.
Thank you. And thank you so much for joining us today and sharing. I just love every time that I get to interact with you in person or virtually now. Thank you for listening to the Create a Life You Love podcast. I would love to hear from you about your biggest takeaways. Share them with me on Facebook or Instagram at Create a Life You Love Coaching. If you love this podcast, be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It's very much appreciated. That's it for now. Enjoy the journey.